Well, this is another update. There's a new water filter system that we put in, or actually I put in. And hopefully have three or four of these tanks at one of these days, so we'll have plenty of water. The water was out there is our nice rebuilt wood-burning cook stove, my Kalamazoo, that I had for more than 50 years. Here's our little teaching background here in our little cabin and recording studio and well house and kitchen. And there's my, for those that haven't seen my interlinears, there are 10,000 pages of handwritten Greek English interlinear commentary and translation. You can see the red is the Greek, and then beneath that is the translations, and there it is. 10,000 pages of it. This is the only one of about 30, maybe 40 volumes of my translations. We're doing the Gospel of Luke at this time. There's my little cooking paraphernalia and bellows and everything. And it's beautiful in the evening. Marilyn wanted me to do this video uptake because our trees are beginning to turn. You can look up the creek up there. All the aspens, it looks like there's golden waterfalls coming down out of those mountains. See our little boys here. Some of our little cats are here. And I think that's Big Eyes. And there's my little boy called Blue Eyes. Blue Eyes, look up here. Blue Eyes, look up here at me. Come here. Come here and look. Blue Eyes. There you are. And they're a little hungry, it looks like. We'll go out here. And there's our Coley cat. Coley. There you are. No, that's Big Eyes. That's Big Eyes there, because she has big eyes. By the way, that is an old grinding stone from the WPA era. It'll say WPA on there. Maybe you can see it. And that's the an original milk can from the Dyer Dairy here in Fish Lake Valley. And there's some of our other little fellers. We'll go for a walk down here. I have put in new trees. I put in a new tree for Marilyn. And there is Monkey. She's our little blind cat that seems to be able to get around. She was raised here. She was born here 3 years ago. And she runs into things and stuff, but she gets around all right, Monkey. And if you look at Monkey, her eyes are always wide. Her pupils are always wide open. And with cataracts, but she can see a little bit, evidently. Here's our tree line. Later, we'll have another tree line all the way down and across the whole rear of the property there. The tree holes are already drilled. I drilled all of them. There's the aspen tree, and these are poplars. These poplars came from the Cord Ranch originally. And I've told the story about this before. They cut fresh poplar post and put a great big corral and fences all up down on the Cord Ranch, which was the Lighty Ranch at that time, before Mr. E.L. Cord bought it. And they all grew into trees. And so that's the great big tree line way down there. You can look across the valley now, and the trees are beginning to turn all the way down to the Arlemont Ranch. The Cord Ranch is quite a way down there. If you look up and through here, it looks like Coley's going to come out here and follow me around. There's a black walnut tree and plum trees. And yes, we see you, Coley. You're taking right after your mother, I can see. And I started out down through here. with another line of trees. I buried some, or planted some willows, and these, we'll see who grows. Next year, I'm sure they'll come up. Down here, the willows, we have red willows, and that's another aspen tree that I planted over a year ago. Taking a little while for it to get started. When the leaves go off here, I will be cutting all of the wires from the bottom of these trees, because most of these trees are big enough to where the rabbits won't bother them anymore. And my cats are doing pretty good, catching the other little vermins and chipmunks and everything. Some of these I've already taken the wire loose from the bottom. We did lose 3 pine trees this year. For some reason, 3 pine trees is up and died. There's our ravine that goes down here. We had quite a bit of flooding here. Last week we had... That tree's going to sleep. It was the last one to wake up and the first one to go to sleep. Kind of a lazy tree. That one must be its brother or something there. It woke up late and is going to sleep early. There's our Bigfoot silhouette over there, if you can see it from here. My oldest, well, both of my boys came up here and put it up. They thought that was funny because we did see a Bigfoot here. Whether people believe us or not. You can go online and look at Bigfoot sighting near Dyer, Nevada, and you will read the story on Google. Bigfoot research. And there's our 100-year-old grapevine that I planted. That's about to go to sleep also. Another one. Same thing. These trees. We've got wild onions up here. These are blackberries. We've got a few blackberries this year. And I'll probably plant more of them. Probably grow. Marilyn wants to plant them down on the creek, but I'm afraid that I can't stay up with them down there. They would probably go wild. But those are thornless blackberries there. And this is our Stella cherry tree. There's some wild currants out of Trail Canyon. This is Marilyn's birthday. What we call a Chinese apricot. There's another thornless currant. These are wild onions. There's wild onions up Trail Canyon, but these are from Missouri. All the way from Missouri in 1913. Marilyn's grandfather and grandmother brought them to California. Those are domestic onions there, but those are wild onions. This is the Indian wild rice grass. This is one of their staple foods, and if you want to start a fire, easy. You use some of that dead grass there, and it'll really, it's like gasoline. One of these days, I'll get more sections of my tower up. And there's the cats following me around. And there's Kitty, the mama, the matriarch of all of them. Let's go down here. There's all kinds of volcanic rock. There's a black one, and there's a red one. There's granite. We've had all kinds of lizards this year. There's one of the trees that died, and there's another one that died that I thought was going to make it, but this didn't make it. Something about here didn't live. That's the one my son Jimmy brought up here. I'll leave it here for a while. And Kitty's looking for birds, and all of these trees here, these, especially those, are Austrian pines. They are very, very fruitful up here. That's the Silver Peak Range over there. Ice House Canyon back in there. And there's a lot of mountain mahogany and all kinds of forests on top of those mountains up in the high part of it. The largest lodgepole pine in the world are up here in the White Mountains, and the oldest trees in the world are there. And if you look back there where the ancient person called pine forest, we did a video of a road trip that we went up there to that, and even captured on video and audio one of those little seminars up there. If you want to go look at that, the oldest trees in the world, the oldest living things in existence. Some of them are 6,000 years old. They say that a bristlecone pine will stand 2,000 years before it falls down after it dies. There's trees up there that go all the way back to the original creation, before Adam. And these are Colorado spruce, and of course some of the Austrian pine, and these little pines that we planted here for a windbreak. Here we go down to the creek. And of course Kitty's got to come right along. There she comes. She's like my bird dog. The creek has run really hard this year. We got two of our fruit trees down here, and there one a woodpecker. There is a Montmorency cherry tree and an apple tree, a three-way apple tree actually. And our birch trees are going to sleep along with the willows. The creek is flooded and flooded and flooded this year. You can see it came all the way up here where I'm standing, up all the way up to Maryland Statuaries. You can see the water ran right here. There's dirt all over that plant there. Came all the way down through here. Went over the bridges, of course. You can tell the bridges have had water on them. And these trees, I just peach tree that has gone to sleep. Santa Rosa plum tree and an elephant heart plum tree. They're all changed the beautiful colors. Marilyn wanted me to get these colors on here. And there's Kitty running in and out here through the brush like a little wild tiger. There's watercress on there, wild watercress, looks like lettuce. You see the leaves are all turning, except for the pine trees. There's Kitty. Right down through here. The beautiful colors of the trees, and there's the white sage, which is so aromatic, I wish you could smell that through this video. That is better than any perfume that's ever been designed by the human mind and efforts. This is a Stella cherry tree here, and this is its second year. It's 2 years old here, and there is a nectarine tree, a Fantasia nectarine. We had cherries off the cherry tree, but the nectarine had a lot of blossoms, but no fruit on it this year. Maybe it'll have fruit next year when it wakes up. The water, as you can see, came all the way up to here. All the way up to this area. There's the peach tree, and of course our tomatoes are gone for the year. There's the apple tree, and there is a plum tree and a prune tree. I think it's a three-way. The water came all the way up into here while we're standing and walking. There goes Kitty. The matriarch of the family. The Kitty family. It went all the way up into the rocks over there and all the way up to here. Right up to this bank. The still water is still standing. Wet ground here. Where it washed, we had some pretty big rain. Last week it rained 1.75 inches here. And 2 weeks before, it was over 2 inches of rain. There's the white sage again. That stuff smells so good. Rabbit brush is not good for allergies. There's the Indian tea up there that you can make tea with. You look down through here along the creek. There's more Indian tea and wild roses. And you can see the water is still damp here. It is still damp from where the water ran all the way up to the bank of this tree here. Our last bridge there. And there's quite a few wild roses there. See, people are burning their brush. We'll start burning brush here. That's our wood pile there for our campfires. See, we had some pretty deep washes here from the rain. The 2-inch rain and then the 1 3/4-inch rain. And Kitty's going to get herself a gopher or something there. She's right after it. That's good. There's something in there. She'll catch it. It'll be dinner. She eats very little cat food. She is a wild hunter. Here we go. Looking down to the valley. You can see way down the valley there, that's the Cord Ranch. With the trees that are all turning the fall colors now. White Mountain, and the sun is not exactly right, but it's 14,252 feet, and there's a little old weather station right on top of that mountain. Now, the story is, and I believe the story, that before World War II, that was a high-altitude radar detection up there. They came up this side of the mountain. They came off of Mount Barcroft and went up that mountain, and they cut a road right up to the peak of that mountain, and they leveled the top of the mountain off. They said it was taller than Mount Whitney at one time. They leveled the top of that mountain, and they pushed all the debris over on the other side, because if they put it on this side, it would fall in the road that they had made. But they use that up there. Now it is a weather station up there. You can go online and look at White Mountain Peak weather station. You can tell the weather up there. And it's a very tall mountain range, 14,252 feet there, and there's a lot of 14,000 and near 14,000 peaks and ridges up there. And then over there is Montgomery Peak, which is over 13,000, and the tallest point in Nevada, which is called Boundary Peak. And that's where I lived at one time, hunting wild horses, training them and selling them as cow ponies. And there's the neighbor's dogs hollering. You can see the creek. It's looking very pretty. The trees are turning. So Marilyn wanted you to get fall color. She wants me to go up and take a video of the pond up there at Gray's Pond or Trail Pond and show that to you also. The water came down through here very like a river, like a creek. And you can see where it stood there and cut rivulets all through here. This was all underwater. It's pretty packed and hard right now, and still a lot of water in it. A lot of moisture in it still. Kitty's got to go over here and lead me around wherever I go. You can see here where it washed down through here. There's a big track right there. And it washed all down through here. And down through there. Out through here into the creek again. We had a lot of rain this year. On the other side toward Bishop, they said they didn't get any rain over here, but we got a lot of rain here. Thank you for accompanying us on our little update of our DTW Ministries website. God bless you, and please remember us in your prayers. By the way, I forgot to mention this a while ago. Down there is where Tasteful Selections potatoes are grown. And up that road where there's dust right now is the largest lithium deposits in the world. Right here. The largest lithium deposits in the world are drilling the test holes now, and it'll be a big mine up there that will go for, they say, at least 50 years. And up in that end of the valley there, that was the backdrop of movie scenes, and especially one called Seven Ways from Sundown Jones, starring Audie Murphy and Gene Barry. And then another scene was looking over that little low place there, which is basically Coyote Pass, and looking from over there by Goldfield, you can see White Mountains here. And that was the backdrop of another scene in those movies. God bless you.